Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building this morning. We got 50 Cent.
Yeah.
And from Power, I don't want to say your name wrong, Rotimi.
Yes, sir.
Rotimi.
Yes, sir.
Is Diddy happy early about this? Or did he say you can come, just don't bring no effing vodka?
Look, he said don't bring no bottles. Don't bring no shirts with no bottle information on it.
All right. Oh, you got, okay.
Wow.
50 Cent is here.
We got one. He don't write the check out well.
Now, what's going on, Fifth?
Man, everything's good, man. I got a chance to work with Rotimi, and he played my young boy on the Power Show. Like, I met him in jail, and he got out before me. Like, I had Ghost knock off his young boy,
Roland. Right. Roland, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of youth culture, the way things are out on the street is they don't really have consequential thinking. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of wet pillows in prison. Mm-hmm. They cry about it after the fact.
Yeah, they didn't assess it.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when they out on the street and active, they torpedoes. All they need is coordinates. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations. We were talking about the second season premiere and how it broke all kinds of records on Stars for original series, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Angela, we was expecting that. We were expecting success. Like, Angela, I was like this. From the very beginning, when I was talking to Courtney, I was like, this is going, watch what happens. Like, I intentionally put us in at odds with Empire. Mm-hmm. Because of the marketing dollars I knew Fox was going to spend. Mm-hmm. Over the time period, you know, it's a commercial network. They could put, you look how many covers or how many different things you've seen their cast still on after the fact. Mm-hmm. You know, they spend good money on it because it's in everyone's television programming without them ordering cable.
Right.
You know,
that's one of your strategies though. Like, whenever you got something coming, you pick the thing that's
the top thing
and go at it.
Like,
yeah.
I go after Puff with the.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
You know, because of his position, he's number two.
Word up.
In the category. And I don't care, you know, how anyone feels about it. It's my strategy. It's the way I was taught to do things. Like, okay, in case you didn't notice and you missed the messaging points over the last 12 years, mm-hmm. I sold drugs. You know what I'm saying? And when you sell drugs, we could acquire your company, the corporate decisions made while in that lifestyle. You could kill someone to acquire that position. Mm-hmm.
So you take it to the corporate. I will kill you, just not literally.
Yeah, it's just, you know, but I take it there, and then it gives you additional energy and drive to go in the direction you need to.
So strategically speaking, would you say that's why you and Floyd maybe had a little bit of a tiff?
Floyd, I spoke to Floyd yesterday. You know,
I mean, previously when you started your boxing promotions, maybe that's a good.
Oh, no, no. That wasn't, you know, what happened with me and Floyd is he just decided he wanted to do something else. Mm-hmm. And he's conditioned because he does what he wants when he wants. He just did something else without warning. Like, or let me know what he was doing, and I got mad at that.
Right.
And, you know, like, when you're in a position where you can get $30 million a fight and spend $30 million and get another $30 million, and it don't matter, and it's because you can consistently win like that, it's tough to give a person any type of directions or tell them anything.
All right, let's talk more about Power, man. You know, first of all, on behalf of men everywhere, we want to thank you because I heard that Lala is going to show her tatas.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 4.
Episode 4.
Like in 3 weeks.
Wait, no, episode 4.
Yep.
Check out, look at this. We're going to loop that. We're going to loop that. Episode 4, we're going to loop that and let that play on Stars in the loop so you can see, just see what's going on here.
How did you make that happen? And did you clear with Mello?
How did you make that happen?
Forget the whole plot of
no,
the rest
I was like,
of the
I,
series.
I was selling it. Yeah, man, I was like, this is artistic. This is the point where you take it to the next level, man.
Yeah.
You know, when I never was waiting for it. I felt like we were anticipating a sex tape. You know what I mean? We might have to loop that. Let that be her sex tape.
Did you have to talk to Mello about that? Because you and Mello are cool.
Yeah, no. I didn't say anything to him because I was like, man, this is a different thing. Like, this is between you and your wife. I shouldn't be in your personal business.
Right.
I was talking a lot. You know, aside, like, yo, look, you should do it creatively. You should really go.
Yeah. So, was it stripped already?
Yeah, it was there. It was there. It was written in, and they had, like, I got a scene with my baby mother. They didn't meet her yet on the show, but you see, like, I come into it. And then my character's a little different because I don't want to have that. I didn't even want Sean when we had him, my son, because I didn't want the vulnerability connected to him. Mm-hmm. You know, having to worry about someone else.
Yeah.
All those things. And just came in so far into the lifestyle that it's like, I don't need anything that I can't walk away from, or, you know, it would make me softer in a different way.
Now, is it true that you were going to play Ghost, but you decided not to?
Well, I was so invested in the actual storyline at one point that I was like, look, it's definitely an easier sell for me to go in and say I would actually play the character. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I'll play Ghost, because I just was so, like, and I was losing Courtney at one point. Like, she was like, look, it's been taking time. Like, it's just, I kind of got her to focus on that, just that. And it was like, look, I'll play it. I'll do it. And this is the, then we got picked up, and it was like, they require too much. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the networks, and it is for Amari, because it's a lot.
It's a lot of work.
I feel like your character's going to get killed on the show, man. He's so grimy. I just can't see him living past this season.
I know. The only thing holding him into the show is me.
You know, somebody else need to bend
it. Well, you guys already got picked up for season 3, though.
Yeah. This is going to go on for at least 7 seasons. Mm-hmm. It'll be on for, you know, quite some time. I think that, you know, like when you say, like, they go, oh, you got picked up for season 3. I go, you're surprised. Right. I mean, it's the largest show on their network. Mm-hmm. Period. So he's like, you gonna get rid of the largest show on your network?
Nah. I never even had stars before Power.
That's crazy.
I really didn't. I hadn't even had it.
Yeah, and after the show goes off, I don't care if you cancel it. I don't care if you cancel it. We can wait until the show's coming back.
How deep are y'all into the seasons, though? Are you already, like, ahead of...
This is a big part of the how they do the storytelling, because if they know that they're going... Like, Courtney's really in season 5. Like, as far as the arc of the story, she's already written those things. And then it's like going to create the details of season 3. And then I'll be making requests, because I need to see and feel things that I know the culture needs to see.
I'm waiting to see Notori and Lala beat up Angela.
Oh, it's a good...
So
different things got to happen. Side chick, like, you look, they always get into the main chick, side chick thing. But if the main chick is conditioned for something that was a part of your life, that if you make it to the roof of what you can do in that business, and she just wants it to stay the way it is, and you going, it never ends good. So you're going, we got to try something different, and she's like turning her nose up at what you choose to go in a different direction. Yeah. Then you start to look at it like, maybe she wasn't all the way the right person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it definitely was the right person to go on that journey as far as legal business was concerned. But now that you're starting to feel like we at the roof of it, what happens next?
Because his wife is really doesn't want to see him progress.
Do anything else. Just stay where, I just want it to be the way it is.
She's comfortable. I'm used to you this way. I don't want you to turn into a legitimate.
Something else.
You ever been in that position? Like, when they was like, no, we want you to stay boo-boo. You can't be 50. Now, forget this rap.
You know what? I think when in the lifestyle itself, you can feel like... you create a false sense of security, because if they, like, they got bills or they got issues, you're like, nah, I got it. And you don't really know that you got it. You're just saying, I'm going to take care of it, that I'm willing to take care of it for you at the issue. And then you get out on the street and you do what you can do. And a lot of times you make things happen, you can come back and really take care of it.
Right.
But it is a false sense, because there's nothing guaranteed that says that you're going to be able to do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think in that, that's where that translates the same. A lot they don't know about Rotimi is he was actually supposed to be on Empire.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You look like one of Lucius' kids.
He can sing, though. You can sing.
Yeah, I can sing. Yeah. But so that was why it made sense for me to do the show. At first, it was down to me, Quincy, and Yaz, actually. And then Quincy dropped out. And it was down to me and Yaz.
Yeah, Puffy called and was like, how you gonna let them take your publishing? That's what I do. I take people publishing.
So it was down to me and Yaz. And at the time, they were telling me, yo, I got it. It's yours. You're gonna be, you know, you're the guy. So I started looking for places in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, signing on my lease and everything. And I was having meetings with, you know, networks and stuff like that. So it got to the point where I was turning down offers from other shows because I thought I was going to be on it.
Wow. Hold up, they told you had the Empire role?
Basically.
Were willing to sign over your publishing and everything.
Well, that was before I knew really what was going on.
Like, with all that.
Yeah, before all of that. So it was just word talking to me, you know, the network saying it's mine, you know. And then I turned down a couple of things because it was a perfect situation.
Well, he had Star Wars.
Yeah, and I had Star Wars, you know.
You turned down Star Wars?
I was like...
It was like the fifth time they called him back.
Yeah, wow. The fifth time they called me back. And there was another network. So turned it down, but wow. I mean, it worked out. It worked out.
Well, yeah, he got on a better show.
Is it worth signing your publishing over?
Nah, not as a musician if you really believe in yourself.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? If you really believe in yourself, it's not worth doing that.
What if they ask you to play the gay son on
Empire? It's just acting.
Yeah, it's just acting.
Look, some things are really tough.
Yeah.
Some things are really tough. Yeah, you want me to? Oh, I don't think I can.
I play a drug dealer gangster who will kill anybody for 50 character on Power, but I won't play a gay guy. Nope.
A couple of weeks ago, we seen you perform Fifth on stage with somebody that you didn't get along with. And last time we seen that, it was Altercation. So when seen 50 Cent performing next to French Montana, I thought it was
Oh, that was like, I was doing the dance. It's a new dance called the Shark, Big Shark, Little Fish.
Because y'all seen, I was like, this is 50's way of making him uncomfortable, because that's what he does. Did y'all have a conversation, or you just
Nah? We ran into each other backstage. Like, French is, he used to be around. Like when I did the, back in the days, we had the psychic told me,
and he recorded. He went to record Khaled's mom.
Yeah, he did that for me. Like, so it's like, he know what time it is. Like, I go. Even with the Puffy thing, like when I'm saying those things, people misinterpret it. They don't know. I don't care if they misinterpret it anymore. Like, I look at it and I go, whoever's in the top position or in the lead position, I make that competition within myself with that. Because I'm going to position myself well in the category regardlessly. So it's like, I mean, if you lose your market share and you see me gaining, you understand why. Mm-hmm. And, oh, no, tell him to check the numbers. Because he's losing market share and I'm gaining.
You don't like Puff, huh?
No, I just in that position.
He's competitive.
He's done other things too to make me kind of.
But you take it
the May, situation. The May situation.
Yeah. See, he knows the whole thing. Like the guys, there's points that I could have easily transitioned to make money on different things. Mm-hmm. That he turned his nose up at because I think it was ego. Mm-hmm. You know, it felt like it was losing something that he built or that he, you know. But the deal making, you ain't never gonna have nobody say, okay, I'll give away my profits. Mm-hmm. So you gonna let me, pretty much what Jimmy was saying at that point was, you gonna give me the money and I can have the profits. Mm. Not 50% of it, I can have his portion of the profit. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't make the deal. Mm. You know, so I'm like, yeah, you know. You know what I'm saying? I know I can't say it on the air, but you know.
It's like, he was like, Puff,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah. All the way.
We heard the mixtapes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I didn't realize that I've been saying it for so long, though.
Yeah.
Like,
it's been a while. I remember the mix, I can't remember the name of it. You was on the album cover with the shovel in the graveyard or something.
Yeah, and I was like, that man, I really don't like him.
Yeah, well, we could tell.
It started to come over, like, and it's not personal. Like, other people help it. Mm. Like James Cruz and them. You know, I don't like them.
He's another one I seen on stage.
You
know,
but you used to work with him, though.
Yeah, because he worked with Chris Lighty and stuff like that. And I used to be really cool with them. They used to travel with me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But the stuff that the temperament makes me not really, they flip-floppy. Like, you go back and forth. You don't have to choose people. Like, if you have a relationship with one person, I go like this. I don't expect people to go, because of my relationship with you, when I go over here, I'm going to be someone different or behave differently. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can say, look, well, you know, I have a relationship with them. It doesn't mean that one completely phases out the other.
Right.
It just, people know how to position themselves where they're not creating that ripple, where you don't feel like you dissed this person now that you go over there.
Right.
But then, if you had somebody working for you that, you know, used to work with somebody else that you don't get along with, I'm sure you wouldn't want them to still.
I don't even bring them in the room.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When I have an issue, well, I'm addressing that person if they previously, I don't put them in that position. You know what I'm saying? But if they feel like they got some sort of allegiance or some sort of loyalty to that person now, then you go, okay. But then when I see them, I don't feel that energy. I feel like they're almost afraid of my actions or how I would receive some of the things that they've been doing. You know how guys are uncomfortable from what they said they was going to do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and they see you and it's like, why are you so uncomfortable?
Well, they know you hold a grudge, Fifth.
Yeah, but you've been saying you're going to do something, or you've been saying things that would make you uncomfortable internally when you see the person. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I kind of get from him. Because I don't, like him, I ran into him, his wife, and his kids at the summer jam. Mm-hmm. And I love his daughter. Like, the kids don't have no bad in them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And when his wife is like, oh, no, like she's, like, didn't want to take a picture. I'm like, well, then get the fuck from over here then. You and him. I'm like, then I just say hi to the kid. If I see the kid at that point, or don't even say hi to her. Like, cause it just felt funny that, and I think on my, the way I took like her response to me is like,
you talking about James Cruz right now?
Yeah,
his wife. Yeah,
gotcha. Yeah, like it just felt like that whatever he's been saying to her made her feel like that.
Yeah, well, that's a husband, so she got to ride with a husband.
No, I got that. I'm just saying to you, like, I don't have anything with him that he should be discussing with his wife that would make her uncomfortable when she saw me.
Do you hold grudges against New York executives because they didn't sign you and they had the chance back in the day?
But no, I just didn't deal with them. Like, at the point, my peak point, I didn't run around and go, oh, let's do a feature. Let's work together. Like, they didn't help me get in, and then you want me to help you sell records with other people? You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I don't care. Like, then to be honest with you, the things that happen to our culture based on Southern-based music coming in are cool. Mm-hmm. People start moving a little more to the music. They dance. Mm-hmm. Like, New York, when they love you, we get a bob, and they leave with the same passion you would have had for the guy that shook his hair out and sweated, say he was crunk or whatever, and energy in the actual club. And I'm like, I ain't got nothing but a Yankee hat. I'm all New York. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just what that changed it. And it simplified things. It made it not as complex. Like, there was a point when we was writing stories backwards, like in the funeral. Mm-hmm. Like, I wrote on Animal Ambition. It starts at the funeral. Mm-hmm. Then I explained to you how he got to his funeral. Mm-hmm. Nas was writing it like a movie. Start at the end and then
go back to
Go back to what happened. And like, we had got so complex in the story writing side of things that it started to kind of be like, let me listen and understand the art versus just having a good time.
Gotcha. Now I saw you speak up for Troy Ave on Instagram when everybody was going in on him for selling 4,500 records. What made you do that?
Well, you know, I wasn't sure I liked Troy at first because I was hearing a lot of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people were saying he was a, mini 50 Cent.
Yeah, and then I go, I've been here for how long? Mm-hmm. How many people did you hear that sounded like Biggie?
Word up. Mm-hmm. Of course you're going to influence
me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How many people sounded like Jay? At different points, they'll have that thing from their favorite artist, and he's not copying, he's doing his version of it. And now when you see the doo-doo-doo, that record kind of sold me on him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, I like this.
And then you did a song with him.
Yeah.
And you're bringing him on tour with you.
Bang Bang record. I bring him out. If they're not tied up I've been setting dates because you got to go so far ahead. Mm-hmm. And I'll let them, come on the tour.
Chris Lighty, who passed away, his daughter has her own show.
Yeah.
I seen her driving your car and she crashed your car.
Yo, listen.
Now, if that wasn't Chris Lighty's daughter, would you have been upset?
Absolutely.
$300,000 car.
I was a little upset for him. As soon as I heard, I seen the caption, I said, oh, but then I seen who it was.
But wait, how old is she? She's only...
Yeah, she's young. The baby, like, what's the name she did? We come around the corner, and she said, look, we come around the corner of the car. And the guy, well, it was really his fault. It was an Uber driver. Mm-hmm. And he opens, he's already double parked, and he opened the door.
Damn.
And he just hit the mirror. Like, boom, the mirror come up. Man, y'all gotta see the tape, because I was like, yo, what you got? Like, because you just went around the corner. I was like, yo. Like, man, I didn't even see it coming.
Right.
You know, and then it was like, it was funny, though. So I'm like, we just taped, it was like the first segment of Q-Tip is gonna tape for also, and then she like building her television show, Lighty in the Light, you know. Mm. And then, so I was up on... It went up on TMZ like 2 seconds later. I was like, who's here to see that?
You get a lot of money for them pictures, man.
Yeah, they got And as soon as the guy from the car though, he came and wanted to take a picture, I was like, yeah, all right.
I mean,
it's cool. Because she already had me in a space where I was just, I'm already in that headspace where everything's okay, cool, whatever you want to do.
So his insurance is handling it?
No, I took care of it.
No. That ain't no $10,000 fix. That's not a good 450 grand fix right there.
Now people want to know who you tied up and put a gun to in the XXL office to get Kid on the.
Oh no, I didn't do that.
That was the word on the street.
He really did. Look, he really did that on his own. And check this out. He's really a freshman vet. Mm-hmm. You know, because he's been around, bumped around. But I tell him, I say, that's what my career was like. Like, not everyone gets to start when they're ready, but when they do get into position the right way, it just leaves them seasoned. It's like a comedian. Mm-hmm. Comedians are always overworked. Mm-hmm. They always have to be fine-tuned for so long that when they do get the shot, like you'll see, like Kevin Hart been around for a minute. Right then on. When he get in position, boom. Mm-hmm. And you see him, and you be like, how are they able to work this much?
You know.
like to be on these shows and movies all at the same time, is because it's light work to him because he's been working now. Mm-hmm. Like he's been out and doing stand up and different things. Like I think that like comedians are like, it's like fitness. Mm-hmm. You can't really miss a daylight. You know what I'm saying? When you stay fine tuned, then your timing is right.
Right up.
And your thoughts move faster, and it's just, and you just in pocket. I think if you haven't been to the gym for a few weeks, when you go back, that workout feels abnormally tough or harder. Like it's just off a little bit. You know what I mean? And then we see what happens. It's still, you know, overall funny people, but if they haven't been out there and in those circuits, I think that they're not as good as they usually are.
I actually think Kid Kid is dope. I just think that when he's with the unit, people are used to hearing the unit. Three, they don't want nothing messing with that formula.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, look, when I said I listened to the record just the line for line on the record, and I go, nah, that's right. Like, just like when you was picking the artist in the very beginning, you go, can he rap? Like, nah, he could, this kid can rap. Like, it's different guys that you seen them kind of pull themselves into the front a little bit. Like, they've been there as a litter artist, like Fabulous, like, different guys, like, because these are mixtape guys originally. Mm-hmm. For me, like, you hear them on the Clue tape or you hear them on the joint, and then they start to emerge, pull out into the front because they're not, they're outworking their peers. Mm-hmm. You know, and you look and you go, Fab was the first guy to call for an R&B remix. You know what I mean? Like, that's who he was in the very beginning, and then it bled over into him doing some things that is dope. Like, that last Cuffin Season record, that was a 50 Cent record.
Right.
Like, in my head, like, I heard the beat, I was like, oh, this is it. Why is this not the single? Mm-hmm. You know, and then I ran into him at the Jewel. I told him I'd jump on that right away because it was like, I already belong on the record.
All right.
You know?
Now, what happened with the boxing thing that you had? They said they filed for bankruptcy. We watched a fight. What was that, in Houston? We had that fight out in Houston?
Yeah, I'm getting right.
Canelo Austin. Washed Kirkland.
He did, man. He did.
It was bad.
Listen, look, check this out. Mm-hmm. People, you know what's cool about me being a promoter, like, people, there's no sympathy for winners, right? Mm-hmm. So they'd like to see you lose at points. Like, and our coach is out with the old and with the new.
Right.
You know, youth coach in general. So the significance in being able to stay is understanding that. Like, so if I'm associated to a fighter, people pay more attention to it because they love or they hate 50 Cent.
Right.
And they'll go, I want to see him lose because that's 50 Cent fighter, or I want to see him win because that's 50 Cent fighter. Mm-hmm. And the more passionate they are about him, the more people tune in. Like Floyd just showed the formula of the marketing was Pretty Boy Floyd didn't work. The money team, money may work. Because we said we got all the money in the world in the middle of a recession. And that was interesting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
you tune in just to hate. Like, yeah, look just at them. Right. Why they got all this goddamn money? So acting no like they have stacks of money as phones.
No sense. And you know, how this ends, don't you? Because they're sitting there like, they're sitting there with that, and you're going, like, that just works. And then, like, it works for Champ, but don't necessarily work for me overall. Mm-hmm. So, I this is why I started with the United Nations, the World Food Program thing, and then I started doing different things, you know, like, with different organizations, you know, because I'm trying to consistently, to keep people understanding that I'm conscious of things, you know. And a lot of times, I do this on purpose of time, running circles, so I don't have to answer the question. Like, remember you asked me how old Tiffany was?
We know.
This is a skill,
we know.
People.
We know.
I look at it overall, like, I look at it like when there's an opportunity to do something that the people haven't seen done over, like something new. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should jump in and go ahead and do it. Like, people look, when they see me with effing and different things, they go, well, I didn't see that coming. Like, what made you decide to do that? And I'm like, it makes perfect sense for me at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, from the business end, they say, I saw a story where SMS owes you $2.3 million.
Yeah, because look, I'm not really that wealthy. My companies do great.
Gotcha.
Like, I make a little bit of money.
You don't got to talk this like we the IRS.
Like, what I'm saying is, I don't get paid very much per year, like from my companies. Like,
you're saying you don't have the liquid, but you have these companies that are worth
a lot of money, and then because those companies are protected, you know what I mean. And then you pay yourself money that, in case you become liable for something, there's not a whole lot there for them to just take from you. Mm-hmm.
happened with the World Star situation? Because I see they post G-Unit content now.
Yeah, now me and Q are cool.
They're good now?
We worked it out.
We figured out how to work it out.
That was a check. That was a check.
I didn't realize that they do so well. Q, World Star is cool. They're big money over there.
Now, speaking of big money, we seen you posing with Ted. That's Chelsea Handler's old boyfriend. Don't he run E?
He do. No, okay. He ran E. Now he's over at ABC. I think. Mm-hmm. That's where he was at. I met him at Access Hollywood.
That's a little awkward. Yeah. Then you added Chelsea in the picture?
Yeah. Because he came to me. I didn't know who he was.
She's a comedian. I'm sure she has a great sense of humor about
she don't
things.
Care about like that.
So he approached you?
Yeah, he's like, hey, I'm dead. I did it.
What they said? We f***ed the same girl?
No, I did it before you, boy.
Oh, gotcha.
I said, you know, it's cool to win that order, man. She would have been tragic. It would have felt different. Your life would have felt different.
Now, 50, they both said they're looking forward to seeing Lala on episode 4.
Yes, we are. Power calendar.
Let me say one thing, though. Now, power what calendar. If, for the sake of your artistry, you had to go nude and show your thing? Listen, would you be down with that?
Angela.
To take it to the next level?
Listen, man.
How you confusing with Terrence Howard?
I was thinking about Get Rich or Die Trying. It was a movie.
Got a lot of guys that like power, but I think the frontal nudity scene for me would help me. I think it would bring my female fan base to all-time high.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Start to be cool. Damn, Angel, you're supposed to keep this tattoo. I'd be all right, though.
Would you do it?
Yeah, I would. It had to make sense, though. It had to be like a real scene. I wouldn't just...
be walking around swinging.
Yeah, for no reason. That's like some... That's what I would do instead of what the Kardashians' dad did.
Oh, Caitlyn?
Yeah. If things was over, like if I felt like things were like over, like, right. Like this, voila.
Don't tuck it in.
Frigo.
This is it. Yeah. You know how you see like the older guy, like you in this like the spa, you like you just worked out or something like that, and he just come walking past you like, woo. Like, you know, he got that look. Life is over here, okay? What is the matter with you? You know what I mean? Young boys, they care about everything. The towel's wrapped up. You like this, yo. What's going on? He walk around like this. Look, I got over that like last year, like 10 years ago. Things slowed down. I got the little blue pill. We're working this thing out now.
What do you think of Lil Wayne's situation, man?
That was interesting. I just heard that this morning, too. Like the title thing?
Yeah.
And that, now I would get title.
Really?
It's something exclusive. Mm. You know, I didn't understand why they thought you would buy into title without... when everyone that was up there was signed to a major. Mm-hmm. So there was nothing exclusive that I would pay the $20 for. $20, you know what I mean? If there's content coming, like in the future, they're going to start pulling content over that would allow them to have things that the rest of the commercial music world doesn't have. Mm-hmm. I pray to see it.
Would you be down to be partnered up with Tidal also?
No.
Why not?
No, I mean, I just... I don't know if it's partnering with Tidal or if it's creating a competitor. Mm.
Yeah, I saw the interview you did with Letty and Damage in L.A., and you said that none of those guys own their music anyway. So how are you going to get exclusive content?
Right. That's what I was saying. Like, if everyone there is contracted, and they have to be on every platform they can to move as many units as possible. Mm-hmm. They can't just say, like, we want, like they're saying, by Tidal, it's artists for artists. Mm-hmm. That's the right, and I know that's the intention of the marketing, but the general public could look at it and say, look, we're really rich people. We're cool, so give us $20 per, you know, to buy a title for $20 instead of, because they'll look, the person, it's the interpretation of it. Like when the people look at it, the average person, some of them will look and say, I just see a bunch of rich people.
Asking me to give them my money.
My money for nothing exclusive.
All right.
Now, what's your relationship with Taraji? Have you seen her?
I did. I ran into her at the Billboard Awards.
Can you get her to do a frontal nudity scene, too?
That would be better, right? If we could do the frontal nudity scenes together on a separate movie?
Yeah. Now, what did she say when you seen her?
Nah, she was cool. Like, you know what's ill is I had ran into her when she was talking to Shaka was there. Mm-hmm. Shaka Zulu from the Ludus camp. Mm-hmm. And me and him, we got a crazy, like our relationship go back for so far that he was in the radio department at Columbia when I was in 98.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Luda was working on radio and he playing me ludicrous music then. Mm-hmm. And then he went off, took off Luda Blue. Then I got away from, you know, Columbia Records, and then Mines came around after. So it was cool. Like, and then talking to him, like, we, like, ran into each other at the same time while he was talking. So it was real cool because they got a good friendship, too. Mm-hmm. You know, so we got a chance to kick it. But she was like, that's just cool stuff. She's saying that she, her baby's is grown.
Oh, so, but no problem, no shots about the Empire Power back and forth.
I think she understands, too. It brought attention to both shows, really.
It does. Absolutely. I mean, it didn't hurt anything. I think the competitive energy is just there. Like, when people are conscious of competition, and they look at it and they go, which one is better? Why? You don't know which one you think is better if you don't watch both. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's, like, if you got one on premium cable versus one, you can see the more aggressive content that's in Power versus what's happening on Empire.
You know? I do wish Power was on Netflix, though, because I'd be like, after the end of episodes, I'd be like, well, I got to wait till next week.
I like waiting till next week. I enjoy that. The anticipation and...
People really, really... Courtney did a really good job at pacing herself.
Mm-hmm. And she's the writer.
Yeah.
She's
okay. So now that people being so invested in the characters, it's because of the pace of the story. Like, you got a chance to learn, like, to know these people. Like,
that's very true, because you even want to know more. Like, I want to know more about Notorious character. I want to know more about Lala's character. Right. Like, I want to see where they go. Like,
it's ill, because Lala's character, everything that she wanted in her life is in Tasha's.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, so it's like whenever things come around, it's like she's like, I got a lot of cool stuff.
That's
it used
real.
To be hers, you know?
And it's like, an ill storyline that could come, because you, like, maybe she'll get jealous of Tasha one day and set her up or something. Eventually, if somebody offers her the opportunity.
And she's the close friend, so she's like the first place that she starts to send the money she needs.
Right.
You know, she's putting it, sending it to her house.
Did you just give us a spoiler?
No, but this.
That was going to happen?
Ah, damn, man, you be setting me up.
I like how she told Ghost, oh, and do me one favor. I need you to stop talking to Angela.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you going on my telephone? I'm immediately going in the defensive side. Wait, did you go through my phone? She said, you should have watched your phone.
Now, Timmy, are you signed to 50 as an artist?
No, we
talk. We're doing something. He got a record coming out. Lotto, me and him featured on the record. Mm-hmm. You know, I really liked the song. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to be a part of it, and I got on it. And I mean, when people around you are talented, like, for me, I'll look and say, yeah, I'll do it. Like, Jeremiah, Down on Me, I had number one record. And, you know, I say, 50 said, Jeremiah, number one. Because I felt like it was number one. And I worked to get that record in the position it was in, because Def Jam didn't understand it.
Right.
And then I had to, after we did the song, I went, we shot a video in the recording studio. Mm-hmm. We put it out. Then that didn't do as much as I felt like it was supposed to do. So I went back and I did a video with Kanan. But Kanan Cahill is a little kid that do the voiceovers.
Yes. And I picture that every time I hear the song.
And then I had Chelsea put it on her show. And it was like, got like 30 million views.
Wow.
And it jumped the song, the single number 10 on iTunes. And then Def Jam found the money to shoot the video. And the record went on to be the hit.
And you just did that because you was a fan of the record?
Yeah, because at the time it was the only song, that we had out. Like, that's my song too, if my voice is on it.
You gonna get involved in more TV, man?
Yeah, I got.
You got to, right?
Yeah, I got a few other shows. They're gonna come up. We're gonna see them. I start the marketing for them. I don't want to overshadow.
You don't take away from Power,
right? I'm talking about it, but I got some pieces in action.
Mm-hmm. And you did Southpaw.
Yep, Southpaw will be out July 24th. I just spoke to Jake. Well, he texted me yesterday because they're in Paris promoting it. It's there. It's cool.
And Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good show. Like, it's not what you would expect from a boxing film because of, like, the Rockies and things, because the sport itself has been enough action for you to show the theatrics of boxing. But when you get outside the ring, it's a real intense story. Like, it's dope.
This is a new, improved 50, though. 50, like, he's stopping his sentences. Like, he's saying just enough.
I'm pausing.
Yeah, he's like,
no run-on stuff no more. Stop figuring that out. You know, if I had the proper etiquette classes, things would be crazy. But, you know, I don't want to go into public speaking. I'm not trying to, you know, chase Obama down.
All right.
With that. You know, I'm leaving it, like, keep it hip hop. Sometimes I talk in slang or I write in slang on the Instagram and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And you watch these people correct me and be like, oh, now how do you feel better about your life? You feel better about your life, you unhappy motherfucker.
I wanted to ask you too what you thought of the Apple screaming deal. Because you know, of course you did great business with Jimmy and Dre.
That's what the Beats deal was about. They really wanted the rights to stream. So Apple's always been interested in music. Think about it. The first place we start talking about going to buy music be iTunes.
Right.
It'd be Apple. You know, like, so now they're like, from their relationship, Steve Jobs, Jimmy relationship from way back. Like, the first time they did product placement in a music video was the iPod and P&P. Mm-hmm. And it's because I immediately jumped out there. Like, as soon as he said something about the iPod, I said, you think you can sell this? I can sell an iPod. And Jimmy said, strange enough, whatever you say, they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they gave me $150,000 to do it. And we put it against the cost of the music video. And at that point, we had them huge budgets, so it didn't do nothing. It was a drop in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And now it's like, I mean, I think it's cool like that. Music is just going to be consumed differently. There's no lack of interest in it because we're going to still want to go out and enjoy the festivities the way we've been.
Now, you post a lot of pictures of your son, also Sire. And you also have him working now, too, right?
He's just the kid. Look, special kids pay for their own college. Kids pay for college on their own. He come in, like, just did this one thing, like, the people approached me about him, being the face of Kid Corner. Not Kid Corner, Kid Safe products. Because they got, like, audio products that won't go over... Seven decimals, so it doesn't damage your eardrums when kids are still developing. Because we'll let the kid use the headsets that we're using, but if they turn the volume all the way up,
messed up
the ears.
So you ready for a daughter next, or?
I do want to have a daughter. I don't know where I'm ready to have that.
Cause you planned the last one you said I'm gonna have a son with this young lady. Yeah,
it was a little. That's why he was already here for a year before he knew he was here.
Mm-hmm. You gonna do the celebrity thing this time? Let me go get a celebrity chick.
I don't know, man. See, when you say it like that, you scared.
Got Kanye, Kim, you got J and B. You got
it. But this way, you see what you said it—the celebrity thing like that—that that scares me. That's the point where you're not in control anymore. Mm-hmm. Someone else is there who can completely change the perception of you, right?
Mm.
The things they're saying or doing, following that, when that doesn't work well.
Oh, what I see what you're saying. So you like how like people started calling Kanye Kardashian. Got you.
Yeah,
got
like
you, got you.
Right,
but who's gonna overshadow 50 Cent?
I don't know, man. It's just marketing. You don't know what they're gonna do. It's crazy afterwards. Like they would have never thought that the dad is the star. When he said, "Give me some boobs," look, Envy, I'm gonna be honest with you. I've been struggling with my sexuality for the last 5 years. I come to the acknowledgement. I'm a lesbian. I'm a lesbian right now. I'm not cutting nothing. I'm not changing nothing. But I'm a lesbian. And look, girl, if you ever think about going that way, I'm here for you. You know, like, you didn't change nothing. You just put boobs on.
Yeah.
Some crazy dress-up joint.
He hasn't even committed. You want to commit, cut your dick off.
Cut it. Cut it. Just cut it.
Cut it off.
See, then we're going to know it's real.
Then we know it's real?
Yeah, I would never. Oh
right now,
God.
You're just cross-dressing.
Yeah, you cross-dressing, extreme cross-dressing. You went and did boobs and came back. That's what it is, extreme cross-dressing. And you still saying, I do want that girl, though. I still want the girls.
Nah, you got to commit, bro.
Yeah, how are you going to do that? How do you go that far for that? Man, I think this is an ill promotional stunt on some levels. Think about it.
Absolutely.
Because you're not changing any positions. You're just saying, you're just physically changing something.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now your appearance money done went up to $150,000. $5 million a show for me.
Minimum.
At 65, this is something you have to consider now.
Oh, boy.
At 65, man. Listen, everything is not as hard and as tight as it used to be. Mm-hmm. So you're sitting there looking like this. Wait. I think I could pull it off, man.
If I was a transgender that actually committed all the way, cut your penis off, I'd be upset. I'd be like, how is he the poster boy for us?
Well, some people are upset.
Yeah, people.
Yeah, because he's not going all the way. That's interesting. I all I could think about when I first saw it was how it affects the kids. How it would affect the kids, because going to school and they're going, yo, not your pops, it's your mom. Like, you know, kids can, there's brutal honesty.
Yeah, but those kids aren't in school anyway.
Yeah, and that's not even a diss, it's the truth.
Yeah. It ain't. It's just flat out truth. You can't even, but that one felt like a punch, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Like, you'd be like, ooh. Yeah, yeah, you know, I got some interesting things going on back at the crib.
So what's the difference, you think, between Caitlyn and Young Thug?
What?
That day, he said, whoa. That's a huge difference, right?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty big difference.
One is just playing with lines and for shock value and stuff with these kids. I don't know, like, because he said he was smoking a penis.
Yeah.
And he's engaged.
He
called
his homeboys his husband and his babe.
He's getting married to a woman.
Man, we live in a non-traditional time.
That's a good way to say it.
You know, like... You heard?
Well, Ro Timmy, we appreciate you and 50 for joining us. We look for this new music we're going to get this week.
For sure.
Renee is telling me, he said it was tomorrow, but he said later on in the week now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And right. We need a power calendar with Notori, Angela, and Lala's T's on 3 months.
What?
We're going to put that on the loop. We're going to have that on Instagram. Popping.
Hey. She's aware. She's ready for it, I think.
She is. She worked hard. Like, I told with Courtney, one of the people that I put her in front of her. Like, I went, guys, because we had a relationship before that. We've been cool from MTV and everything else. So it's like, she was ready. She had been working on her acting stuff for a long time. So I was like, yo, I want you to meet with her so you can, you know, she can read, you know, talk about the actual role and stuff. And Courtney, like, yeah, and they sat. And she was like, listen, I'm really, really happy you did that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because she was ready. Like, I'm not going to put people... I never play somebody that I don't feel like is ready for that position.
Right.
There, like, as a favor. Now I go, when I know he got that thing already, then I'm like, yeah, put that there. Because it belonged there. And then people go, they're usually happy that I made the suggestion.
Is her character going to grow like yours did?
Yeah.
Envy really wanted to be on this season because I know he was featured on.
I was featured at a big part of season one. I might come back.
He brings it up all the time.
Season 3. There you go. I'll be back. Well, we appreciate you joining us, 50 Cent, Ro Timmy.
Yes, sir.
And it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.